The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
My darlings, and welcome back to Radio Wasteland, the best in paranormal talk radio. I'm your host, Chauncey Hallworth. This is my co-host, Kara Kittrick.
Hello.
And later on tonight, we have our guest, Zelia Edgar, to talk about orbs and anomalous light ball phenomena. Ooh. But at first, hopefully, we have some news.
Yes, we do. So first off, anyone who's watching Watchmen on HBO, here's some topical news. Yeah, that includes everyone, hopefully. Yeah, it's really good. So vigilante groups have popped up in German towns to, quote, guarantee public security when the state cannot. However, the German government warns that their real aims are to intimidate foreigners, minorities, and political opponents, and say that their presence could be the, quote, the beginning of right-wing terrorist potential. Last week, the city council of Dresden declared, quote, a Nazi emergency, unquote, in response to a rise in far-right violence. I don't think they have Rorschach masks, though, so make of that what you will. Paranormal investigators in an Indiana restaurant building, the 100 Center Hacienda, caught a rather spooky recording, apparently of a ghost revealing that it was murdered. The building has a long and storied history. At one point, it was a brewery, and a man fell off the roof and died. When the investigators asked if someone else was responsible for that man's death, their EVP picked up a noise that sounded very much like someone whispering, "Yeah." No ghost was visible, but the recording is pretty spooky. Finally, last week we talked about a few incidences of razor blades and poisons and Halloween candy. But right after our show, someone took it to the next level. An Australian anti-vax mom decided that she'd be doing the world a kindness by giving out lollipops laced with chicken pox in order to boost immunity so that kids would not need spooky vaccines. She wrote, quote, "So my beautiful son has the chicken pox at the moment, and we both decided to help others with natural immunity this Halloween." This was on a Facebook group titled Stop Mandatory Vaccinations. It's unclear whether she actually did go through with it, which would be a serious crime in Australia, but even if she didn't, she could still theoretically be criminally liable for making the threat. Fortunately, authorities say that chickenpox doesn't survive long outside the body, so even if the lollipops were contaminated, they probably wouldn't have had any effect. I'm not sure who's actually going to be frightened by that story, though, since the Venn diagram of parents who are terrified of Halloween candy and parents who are terrified of vaccines is a circle. Back to you, Chauncey.
Yeah, isn't that true? Is there a country where that is not a crime?
Well,
now I understand that people, you know, are anti-vaccination, and you know, I get it on some level. I'm personally not anti-vaccination. I do agree that maybe we've gone overboard with some vaccinations that are not life-threatening. Chickenpox is a prime example of one that is not going to kill you. Although later in life, you know, you may wish you were dead when you got shingles. But
it can cause shingles, and it can kill some people who are, immunocompromised or whatever.
But the numbers, the vaccine, you know, can do that too.
Sure.
And the numbers just really aren't there to push that one. But either way, I don't care. I don't want to get the shingles. I saw my dad get the shingles. He was even jerkier than he normally is. So it's like, you know, I was...
Yeah, not fun.
But... yeah, that seems like it would be illegal everywhere.
Yeah, well, definitely tampering with food.
Yeah.
Like,
what did your kid lick them? I mean, that's the worst part. I can handle the chickenpox. I don't want your kid spit.
Yeah, I don't know if he touched them or what, or if it actually happened, but.
I mean, did they rub him in his armpits? I mean, how did this happen?
The thing that is at least illegal in Australia is, like,
yelling fire in a movie theater.
Yeah.
Yes.
Saying that you're giving this out.
Right.
I guess that's maybe a crime, too. I, Yeah.
And it does make me think of a funny meme I saw where the woman has her baby and she's asking the doctor, what's wrong with my crying baby? And he says, well, he's one, and seeing how he hasn't gotten his vaccinations, I think he might be having a midlife crisis. You know, which is absolutely terrible, but
also pretty funny. Right.
Okay, and then The Haunting, I watched this. It was interesting. Cool. Yeah, it was a little...